All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. I thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that by the blood of Yeshua and the hand that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you, and we give you glory, and we give you honor today. We bless your name, Lord God, because you are good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you sent your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, O God. We thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you for the healing gifts flowing through our bodies, Lord God, to driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. Father, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you for releasing your warning angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area, over this region. In the name of Yeshua, Lord God, we thank you for breaking the yoke of oppression and depression in the name of Yeshua. Top of the thrones, Lord God, a perversion over this area, over witchcraft, over idolatry in the name of Yeshua. And let your name be magnified above the heathen, Lord. And Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Father God, I ask for your mercy to be poured out upon your people. I pray, Lord God, that you will send forth a refreshing. Those that need to be refreshed in their bodies, in their minds, Lord, send the refreshing in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, open the people's eyes to see what is happening, what is taking place, that the evil will be exposed, Lord God, that we in the body of Christ will begin to pray and seek your face in the name of Yeshua. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for those that need a financial miracle. Father God, let it manifest this week. This week, Lord, let it manifest. May there be testimonies of healing and deliverance in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Now, Father, let your blessing be upon the teaching today. And I vow to give you all the glory and all the honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again and share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and God is good, and His mercy endureth forever. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something, I say get on your knees, pray, seek the face of God, and see if the Holy Spirit will show you otherwise. Saints, we're living in the last days, perilous times. Yeshua, His return is imminent. As we know, and as we look at the landscape, the apostasy, the falling away, the teaching of sound doctrine, the Bible is fulfilling itself, that in the latter days it said there will be a falling away, that the people of God would not endure sound doctrine, sound teaching, and it would grow worse. We would see more evil manifesting. All you have to do is watch the news. I was sitting the other day, and I realized, dang, I haven't watched no news broadcast in a while. Because there's such evil in the world, saints, and listening to the news media, the slanted stories, the liberalism, calling evil good and good evil, is I did not think that I would see this type of falling away so quickly, but it is happening. But we in the body of Christ, we have a charge to draw closer to our Lord and Savior through prayer, studying His word, praise, worship, and just being found in Him. Asking and seeking God, Lord, what is your will for my life? Lord, order my steps. Lord, open the doors that you want me to walk in. And Lord, provide me the opportunity to be the minister, the witness for you, for your glory and your honor. There are so many people, saints, that are bound up. There are so many people that are not walking in liberty and not walking in freedom. But God has sent us, His disciples, in the body of Christ, to be light in the midst of darkness. And as I said, there are so many people that are bound up. And today, it is the day for all believers to stop acting like prisoners of the kingdom of darkness and to start acting like those who have been set free from the power of sin and darkness. The prison doors are open. It's time to let go. Get up and walk out of the house of bondage. The Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, he came to earth to deliver us from the house of bondage. Jesus came to break the yokes of sin. And you know, the prison doors are open. What are you waiting for? In Isaiah 42, we touched on it last week. We're going to touch on it again. And we went from a new beginning to now the prison doors are open. And what are you waiting for? And, you know, I encourage you to read and study in the book of Isaiah. It is such, there are so many Bible prophecies. And it is so beautiful that when you read it, you see the sovereignty of God is discussed. And you can see what God has and who God is and how much God loves his people. But also you will see often there that God is holy and God will have no other gods before him. In Isaiah 42 verse 1 says, "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment on the truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, the spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, excuse me, saints, have called thee in righteousness. I will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee a covenant for the people of the light to the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. He is a God of deliverance. And when he sent Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, to come and die for us on the cross, it was Calvary. He was a God of deliverance. He came to bring deliverance to the captives. And he delivered the nation of Israel, the children of Israel, out of bondage. When you read and you study in the book of Exodus. Now go with me to Exodus chapter 20. And you will look and see. Understand, saints. Part of the apostasy, the falling away from the contemporary preaching, the contemporary church, is that we have forsaken the Lord God, and we have not allowed him to be God. We have not given him the honor and the place that is due his holy name. He is the Holy One of Israel. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the Almighty God. We have allowed other things to come into our lives, and we have made them gods. We have made them idols to where we bow down and we worship them. And God is the jealous God, and he will have no other gods before him. You know, I preached this series last year. Oh, my God, when I started preaching on idol worship, man, the devil came after me like no other. He tried to kill me, tried to take me out. But by the grace of God, I'm still here. But recognizing the fact that if we in the body of Christ as a whole, through all denominations, would recognize that he is the Holy One of Israel, that he is our God, he is our deliverer, and look and examine our lives to see how we have set up idols in our heart and see the things that we bow down and worship on a daily basis, I believe we would experience and see revival in the United States of America. I believe that every preacher would begin to preach the full counsel of God's word, and would tear down those strongholds and those abominations and things and the idols, and that they would even come off of their pedestals and acknowledge that they're just human beings, sinners saved by grace like everybody else, we would experience revival. We need revival in the church in America. We need a move of God in the United States of America. All you have to do is look and see what is happening and what is taking place and listen to the news feeds and stories. There is so much evil and it's rampant, the spirit of lawlessness and rebellion and disobedience. Everything that the Bible said would be happening is happening. And as believers, we should be stirred to pray and seek God's face. It tells us in Exodus chapter 20, verse number 1, and God spake. Now, you know what? God called a solemn assembly. God called a meeting with the nation of Israel as he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And God wanted to reveal himself to his people, because up until then, he was just speaking to Moses and Aaron and to a few select people. But God wanted to place in them, to let them know, and he wanted to reassure them, I am God. That's it. And the God that we serve is the Almighty God. He is the creator of the heavens and earth. And nothing is too hard for the Lord. And he came down and God wanted to introduce himself. You know, if you've ever studied the book of Exodus, you see that they had a pillar of cloud by day and by night it was a wall of fire. And the children of Israel experienced something that we would never experience. The Almighty God traveling with them. God took the time to be with them in their deliverance. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You see, well, they were slaves. They were in bondage. They were in captivity, and they had been crying out to God, and God heard their cry, and he came and delivered them. You see, one thing about this, God had a set time, an appointed time, because we're on God's clock. God is not on our clock. And a lot of times when God has spoken and God has promised us something, we have to truly learn to wait on him and trust that God's timing is best. So when it manifests, you will be blessed. And it will be in accordance with what God's plan is, not our plan. Because it's all about what God wants to accomplish in the earth. And we are just vessels that God delights to use us as vessels as we yield ourselves to him. He says, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. And he makes this declaration, saints. Now, how many of you? And I believe if we were to preach this right here, I think there would be revival in the church. He says, thou or you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. You see, when you walk into idol worship and idolatry, it impacts your children and your grandchildren. And many of Christians and believers that are suffering and struggling in the body of Christ, it is because of the sins of their forefathers or their ancestors that they're still operating under this generational curse because they got involved with the occult and other idolatrous activities, and it caused a breach. Even though you're born again, and yes, you're forgiven, this thing is still in effect until you recognize what it is, and you renounce it, and you break it, and you begin to walk in the fullness and the power of the Holy Spirit, because the scripture says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You see, you have to accept your freedom and liberty that we have in Christ Jesus. You have to know that you have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken over your life. You have to embrace that as truth. You are no longer a servant to sin. And that's why the scripture tells us Be ye separate and come out from among them. Because we're called to be a holy and a peculiar people. We're not supposed to be acting like the world. We're not supposed to be living like them. Now, what did I say? That we're embracing the world systems, their attitudes, their mindset. We have to have a biblical mindset when we approach and we look at things. And we have to recognize God is the sovereign God. Where is the sovereignty of God? Have we placed God back on the throne like he should be? You see, as a life in the believer, God the Holy Spirit was sent back. And now we have the Holy Spirit. And we should be led by the Holy Spirit. We should be cultivating a relationship with the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us and to speak to us. We have to recognize the God that we serve is holy. And when you look at the religious system that was in place, just like when Jesus showed up, you had the Pharisees and you had the Sadducees. And it was a religious system. We have a religious system in our society today. There are over, I don't even know, thousands of denominations. God help us. Everybody has a spin on the gospel. And then you have traditions of men that have been set up that has brought the people into bondage and captivity instead of just preaching the pure gospel and teaching people how to have a relationship with the Messiah. You see, a lot of the contemporary preaching is man-centered and it's not Christ-centered. And, you know, I look at this and it causes me a problem because when you have denominations that don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit, that believe that miracles went away when the last apostle died, I have a problem with that. That's a spirit of deception. There are ministries, mainline denominations, do not believe in deliverance ministry, do not believe in the gifts of healing. And therefore, there are people that come to their services every Sunday, their Bible studies, are in bondage to captivity, to stuff. And there is no anointing to deliver them and set them free. They are nominal Christians. And they are no threat to the kingdom of darkness. It is when you embrace the full truth of God's word and you begin to live God's word, you begin to embrace God's word, you begin to believe it, and when you begin to share the gospel in its full context with no sugar added, you become a threat to the kingdom of darkness. The enemy will come to you and he will try to destroy you. The closer you get to God, the more you pray, the more you seek God, the greater the spiritual warfare around you. But we have a charge in the body of Christ as ministers to equip you and to prepare you so that you would not be overwhelmed. You would know how to fight in this fight. Because it says in the last days, perilous times shall come. Saints, we're living in these last days. People are getting shot in parking lots, being hijacked in gas stations. Kids are killing their parents. Parents are killing their kids. Spouses are killing each other. The suicide rate is up. There is a spirit of mental illness that is running rampant in the body of Christ and in the world and society today. And we in the body of Christ, we need to call a prayer meeting. We need to call a solemn assembly. We need to begin to weep between the porch and the altar and look at all the evil and all the things that are taking place. You see, the church was birthed in power, and the power belongs to us. We have the authority to bind, rebuke, and loose in the name of Jesus. We're not supposed to sit by and be passive, but we have to engage the kingdom of darkness because that's exactly what Yeshua did when he started his earthly ministry. The enemy, the Holy Spirit, led him into conflict with the kingdom of darkness. I'll show you the scripture if you want scripture, saints. I'll give it to you. But look at this. It says, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto the Lord thy God. And thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thee. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is them is, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and he sanctified it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gave thee. Thou shalt not kill.
Abortion, murder, murdering your own children.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. When the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. God revealed himself to the nation of Israel so they would know, first and foremost, he was real. Now, after all of the signs and wonders, after seeing all of the plagues that was released on the Egyptians, you would think God is real. God is real. But yet the sin nature that resides in people's lives, even after you are born again, the sin nature has to be crucified. The flesh has to be crucified. You have to crucify your flesh. You have to wage spiritual warfare against the enemy. And sometimes we are our worst enemy. But we have to recognize and know that when Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, when Jesus came and died on the cross at Calvary, we need to be reminded of this. His purpose was to pay the ransom for what Adam and Eve did. He died on the cross for our redemption, for our healing, and for our restoration back into fellowship with Father God. And then as you are a believer and as you are seeking him and praying him, you have to pray and say, Lord, give me a desire to serve you. Because we get caught up with the cares of this life and the cares of this world. And we don't chase after God like we did when we first got saved. We need revival in our lives. We need to be pressing in and asking God to remove anything and remove any idol, any stumbling block, any stronghold that is hindering us from walking in a covenant relationship with the Lord. And if that means I can't run with the masses, then I will not run with the masses. Why? Because I owe God everything. I owe God my life. When we sit back and there's a song and said, I listened to it, it's called He Loved Us More. And said, why would a king remove his crown and leave his throne to come to heaven? Because God loved us. And he loved us so much that he paid the greatest price. When he laid down his life and he gave his life for us, he died for us that we might live. His blood redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. And by his blood, we not only are forgiven, but we are healed. Saints, I can't finish this today. I'm going to ask that you pray, be praying for me here at Straight Red Christian Ministries. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless the ministry financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. Pray for your family members, your loved ones, your co-workers and colleagues, that they will come to know Christ, that they will come out of their idolatrous relationship and worship false gods, and just know that God loves you, and I love you. Well, remember, Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.